John Angotti is a very popular Catholic Christian songwriter, arranger, performer, and recording artist. His latest CD is a collection of Christmas and Advent songs and is titled Welcome Home for Christmas. I'd like to welcome to Catholic Forum this morning John Angotti, who's on the telephone with us from his home in Memphis. Welcome to the program. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, in case our listeners might not be familiar with you. How did you get, where did you grow up? How did you get involved in music and in the Catholic Christian genre?
Well, I'm originally from a small town in West Virginia, Clarksburg, West Virginia, and I'm one of four adopted kids, and my mother is a music teacher. She's 83 years old. She's still the church organist back at our parish in Clarksburg, West Virginia.
Wonderful.
And so playing piano was like a mandatory kind of thing, and the thing about my folks are first-generation Italians is faith was key. So, you know, it was music and faith always hand in hand. And even through, I went to the high school seminary and on to college and then ended up going to West Virginia University and kind of lost along the way for about, I don't know, 10 or 15 years or so. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that faith seed was always embedded into me from an early ongoing. And so that mixed with music kind of, you know, as the journey of life went on its way, and the trips and stumbles through all that, and then always, you know, once awakening from, like, basically having children of my own, starting to realize and see that, oh, wow, there really is something to this. Mm-hmm. And writing songs from that particular expression and experience of Christ in my everyday life that led me to see what we do on Sunday as a true celebration. Mm-hmm. And so from writing some tunes early on, sending them to World Library Publications probably about 10 years ago. And they liked some of the stuff, and we started a relationship from that point on, and I started traveling with a Dominican priest every now and then, Jim Marchanda, who's a preacher and a songwriter himself. And so learning how to, you know, express yourself through music and witness, being him as my guide, has kind of led me to where I am today to do this as a full-time ministry. Mm-hmm. But also seeing God's hand through the whole thing from beginning to where it is today, you know, and continue to walk with me and inspire me with the Holy Spirit and those that are around me.
What do you enjoy most? Is it the performing or the songwriting, or what do you get the most gratification from?
Well, you know, they each have their things that I like about them. Like last year when I sang in Washington, D.C., when the Pope was in town, yeah, you know, there was 40,000 people.
I was one of them.
That afternoon. Oh, okay.
He did a great job.
And then, thanks. And then I got on a plane that afternoon and went to San Francisco to work with 38 eighth graders in San Francisco at a Catholic school, you know. And it was like the joy from that, seeing the look in these kids' eyes when you start to explain to them, you know, who God is in your life, and then they start to get it and recognize things, you know, that one-on-one has so much power in it. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's nice personally to be in front of 40,000, but you really see the effects of what you do when you have one-on-one experiences or in those smaller groups. Yeah. With retreats and giving talks and that kind of thing.
Would you say that you write mostly for people to listen, or do you write for like liturgical music where folks can sing at Mass, or is it both?
Yeah, well, I like to think of it as both. You know, yeah, there is a difference. You know, the Catholic music umbrella, from what I see, has opened up. It's not just liturgical music. You know, Catholic music has rap. Yeah. You know, there is Hispanic music. There is, you know, rock, there's praise and worship, you know, there's so many different genres within the Catholic umbrella. You know, what I think about Catholic music is that it has a message in it that leads you to the table. Mm-hmm. It's not just praise and worship music that, you know, that's, which is great, but it's also music that has enough depth in it that leads us to realize how hungry we are and we long for the Eucharist.
Yeah.
So, you know, I try to write out of my experience, life experiences, for people to listen to when they're going down the road. But I also write stuff that would surround the ritual within a liturgical celebration, mm-hmm. to hopefully bring that to life in people's hearts, so they realize that it's a conversation piece between God and us to God. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what Mass is, a response. It's God speaking to us and us responding, amen, hallelujah. I get it. You know what I mean?
Very, very well put. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning I'm talking to John Angotti, who is a very popular Catholic singer, songwriter, performer, a recording artist, and he's on the telephone with us today from his home in Memphis. And, John, tell us about Welcome Home for Christmas. How did that come about, and how did you choose the music for it?
Welcome Home, actually the title track was two mixed experiences of one where I volunteer here in Memphis at the soup kitchen at St. Mary's in downtown Memphis, as well as this homeless shelter that I have come to get to know in Aurora, Illinois, outside of Chicago, Illinois. It's called the Hesed House. And, you know, the experiencing of people's lives in those settings, as well as folks who are like estranged from the church, you know, so that topic of welcome home. Mm-hmm. For Christmas, you know, it's the perfect time for people to come, you know, and so us as church, you know, some people I know within the liturgical setting are like, well, it's too crowded, and these are just Christmas and Easter people, and we're just going to do it the minimum amount. I'm like, that's backwards. Huh. You know, if these are Creaster folks that are coming in, or people that are homeless within their hearts, or homeless in the streets, you know, we should have our arms wide open. We should be doing the best we could possibly do. We should have every hospitality open so that those folks can realize that what happens on Sunday for us is essential in our lives and leads us to mission. You know, that it is important, it is relevant, that God does dwell with us each and every waking moment.
Oh, weary traveler, you've been gone so long. We've prepared a place for you to call your home. No need to worry, no need to fear. No matter what, you are always welcome here. So bring your burdens, we'll ease your load. It's Christmas, welcome home. Welcome home, oh child of God. Welcome home into Christ's loving arms. The door is open, you're not alone. Welcome home. In our waiting for your return, we have filled our hearts with mercy and concern. For you, our neighbor, from far and wide, with compassion and forgiveness, we are reconciled. So bring your burdens, we'll ease your load. It's Christmas, welcome home.
Welcome. The CD is done in the fashion of, you know, I think there are songs in there that you could listen to all year long. The little drummer boy in there is just rocking. And The Joy of the World is called He is Joy. I wrote with the guy that I produced with, Kevin Page, is, you know, the refrain is Joy to the World, but the verses are verses that I made up to go along with that refrain. So it takes these traditional hymns, and all of a sudden it gives them a whole new life, and it's pretty cool. It sounds like something off The Lion King.
Come worship the little baby.
Has come today, a
child is born. The lion and the lamb they play evermore. Worship him on bended knee, honor now the newborn king. The heavens and the earth rejoice, now we sing. Trumpet, raise your voice, command, adore. Worship him on bended knee, honor now the newborn king. The heavens and the earth rejoice, now we sing.
My daughter sings on this Ave Maria that I wrote, and she is just precious. Wow. She's 12, and so it's almost like a Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole thing, because I sing the second verse and kind of answer with her on it.
To you for strength in our weakness, when we search for forgiveness and courage to start anew.
My son sings on it too. He's 7. He sings this Away in a Manger thing, and he's just a little Tennessee country boy, so he has this little country when he sings Sky, it's kind of, you know, Garth Brooksy.
How can our listeners get a copy of your CD?
There's a number of different ways. They can go to WLPmusic.com. Amazon has them. Borders will carry them in their bookstores if you ask for them.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, iTunes. It's all over iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the main places where you can get it. Or you can come see one of our concerts, which will be Christmas shows are in Evansville, Indiana, Waterloo, Iowa, University of Northern Iowa, Cincinnati, Columbus, Wheeling, West Virginia, Clarksburg, West Virginia, Elkins, West Virginia, and Memphis, Tennessee. Those are all the Christmas shows we're doing in the month of December.
So maybe we can get you to come out this way next Christmas, huh?
Yeah, I'm only a phone call away, my man.
John Angotti, if someone would like some more information about your work, your ministry, your concerts, is there a website?
JohnAngotti.com.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum, John. And the CD is called Welcome Home for Christmas. John Angotti, have a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful Advent season. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. God bless.